A lot of people, you know, want to know what my dating rules are. Well, we don't really have much to go by. But I do know that the Bible says that you're not supposed to touch, right? Man should not be touching a woman unless they're married, okay? So all this junk about, hey, well, it's okay to give hugs, it's okay to hold hands. What's the Bible say, though? Does it say that? Does it say, oh, it's okay to give hugs, it's okay to touch a woman before you're married to them? Does it say that? No, it doesn't. It says the opposite of that. But in our sick and twisted society, we got this idea that it's just okay. It's not okay. Not according to God's word, it's not. And how do you avoid that? Just get married. How do you, if you're so burnt up in your lust that you can't control yourself, then you need to get married. Okay? That's what the Bible says. Genesis 2, verse 18. Genesis 2, verse 18. The Bible says this. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. Now, again, last week I covered this when I said meat doesn't mean the steak. Okay? Meat, M-E-E-T, means fitting for them. Okay? I will make a help meet for him. Someone that's fitting for that man. Someone that's going to help him out. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and the fowl of the air and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, and the Lord God had taken from the man, he made woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So the first man married his rib, basically. I mean, God made woman out of man's rib. That's what the Bible says, right? They are one flesh, really. So, but it says in verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So what is the therefore? Because of this reason, right? Because of this reason shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So when do you leave your father and mother? What's the Bible say? When do you leave your father and mother? When you cleave unto your wife, right? Isn't that what it says? So there's the leave and cleave, okay? You leave and then you cleave, okay? So, but the thing is that cleave has two different meanings, right? Cleave could be you're chopping something up, you know, the meat cleaver. You cleave that meat in half. But it also can mean that you're cleaving, you're holding fast to somebody. So which one is it talking about here? Well, obviously, you divide from your parents at that point, right? But it also has the meaning where you cleave, you hold fast to your spouse. You know, a young man leaves his father and mother, he gets married, and they, too, become one flesh. So it's pretty simple. Look, you know, people just, like, freak out about this kind of preaching. That's what the Bible says. Get over it. So the word cleave, well, look, it says, they shall, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. So we can see that it's the Bible's clearly telling you leave your parents and then you cleave to your wife. So I think the meaning of cleave in this verse is that you're clinging or cleaving to your spouse at that point. So it's the opposite of leave in this text. So when you get married, you hold fast to your wife, you stick to them like glue, right? That's what holding fast means. You know, you're tight together. But you're not tight together until that point comes. Okay? That's, you know, kids, listen up. Look, the world is going to brainwash you into thinking that holding hands and kissing and doing all this stuff before you're married is good. It's not good. The Bible's against it. You need to learn it now because all it's going to do is lead you into fornication. That's all it's going to do.
Amen.
And look, the Bible is very clear. God will condemn fornicators. He will condemn adulterers.